Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic leaders in Sacramento have a huge challenge this week. Convince all but one Democrat in the California legislature to vote for new fuel tax increases and vehicle fees to repair the state's crumbling roads and highways. That's because it is an incredibly unpopular vote, as we hear from Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero.
More than 50 semi-trucks move through the Easy Trip truck stop in northwest Fresno in an hour. Abraham Bice is filling the 240-gallon tank on his rig with about $600 worth of diesel. He's moving a load of new cars from San Diego to the Bay Area, and he doesn't think a 20 cents per gallon tax should be placed on diesel under the governor's plan to fix roads.
I'm not agree with that because many taxes all the time. They fix roads, but they're still bad. California roads are bad.
Several other drivers I spoke with agree, and so did people filling up at a gas station nearby. That's because the deal also would raise a gasoline excise tax 12 cents a gallon and would add a fee on all vehicles ranging from $25 to $175 a year. Retired veteran Candelario Ibarbo is pumping about $20 worth of gas into his SUV at an AM PM near the truck stop. He doesn't think state taxpayers should be responsible to pay the taxes or fees.
Infrastructure, let the federal government take care of it, you know. Why do we got to pay for it? I feel they got other ways to pay for the roads, you know. Donald Trump's already, he wants to do that himself.
Ibarbo also says he thinks funds spent on things like high-speed rail could be used to help reinforce California's aging roads. A vote on the funding package will need at least two-thirds support. It's expected to come up Thursday. In Fresno, I'm Ezra David Romero.